This is the Bikias recording for Tainis Daf Chesamid Beis. We were pretty far into Chesamid Beis. We're about 10, 11 lines in. We had quoted the Lashon, there's Pekida when it comes to women having children, and there's Pekida when it comes to rain as well, meaning Hashem remembers and pays attention to these things. That's such a Lashon of rain, and it's also a Lashon of childbirth, which is, we pointed out, from when Yitzchak was born, Vashem Pekadis Sarah. So we were in the middle of a Pasuk which discussed the idea of my Peleg Elokim Malei Mayim. What does it mean? The Peleg of Hashem is Malei Mayim. Tana Kemin Kova Yesh Barakia. There's some type of a receptacle, this huge receptacle in the heavens. Shemimana Geshamim Yotzim. That's where the rain comes out of. Meaning there's a huge thing of rain that's ready to be brought down to earth, but we actually have to earn it. Amreb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Maidichsev. What does it mean when it says Im L'Shevet Im L'Artso Im L'Chesed Yam Tzieyu? Im L'Shevet Bahara Migvos Im L'Chesed. In other words, if it's L'Shevet, so then we'll find the rain in the mountains and the valleys. Im L'Chesed Yam Tzieyu L'Artso B'Sadus of Akram. If it's found from Chesed, so we're going to find the rain in the fields and in the vineyards. Im L'Shevet L'Ilanos. If it's company. Sorry, I just want to be clear. Shevet refers to the rain that's coming down very, very hard, like when you hit something with a shevet and with a stick. And chesed refers to the nice, pleasant rains that are going to come down. So the first thing we said, if it's coming down hard, it's for the hills and the valleys. If it's coming down softly, it's for the fields and the vineyards. And then in l'shevet l'ilanos, if it's coming down hard, it's for the trees. In l'artzo l'zeran, then it's for the vegetables, for the seeds. In l'chesed yamtzeu boros shichinu ma'aros. Right, and it also chesed refers to the types of rain that fill up all of our wells. Three different types of wells. Bor is a regular well. Shiach and Maros are types of caves that they filled with water. Mimei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni have a kanfa umusna. Right, in the days of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, there were two different types of problems. There was a famine and there was also a plague. Amri hechi ne'avid. So what? How should we daven? Niboy rachme atarti. Should we daven that we Hashem should have mercy on us for both? Lo efshir, you can't daven for both. We'll have to explain why in a second. El liboy rachme amusna v'kafna nispo. It says rather we should daven for mercy about the death, meaning about the plague that we're experiencing, and we'll suffer through the famine. So Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, niboy rachme akafna, right? Rather you should ask for mercy on the kafna. In other words, daven that the kafna, the famine, should end, and because we have a concept that when Hashem feeds people, He does so that they should live, not so that they should just die of illness, and therefore we'll be saved from both if we daven for the famine. Right, Hashem opens when He gives. He gives it l'chol chai ratzon. He gives it to the living, meaning He's not going to feed people so that they could just drop dead of sickness, and therefore we should daven that the famine should end. So how do we know you're not supposed to daven for both things? Dechsev, as it says, this is by Sefer Ezra, v'natsuma v'nevakshem elokeinu al zos v'yeyaser lanu. Meaning we're going to daven and fast for this thing, and the pasuk continues v'yeyaser lanu, right? That Hashem will appease us. He'll give in to our tefillos. He'll give us what we need. It sounds from there that there were other things that needed davening and fasting, but they said, no, we're only going to daven and fast for this one thing. In Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, no, a different source for the same concept, that you're only supposed to daven for one thing. It says, right? So there's a fancy Aramaic pasuk, because Sefer Daniel has a lot of fancy Aramaic psukim. It says we should daven in front of Hashem for this secret, for this big issue that's coming up. Right, it's implying that there were other things that needed to daven for as well, but we're daven for one thing at a time. Right, in the days of Reb Zera, they made a decree against the Jewish people, and they also made a decree you're not allowed to fast. So Amar lo Reb Zera, nekable ilavon. Right, so let's accept upon ourselves. So Reb Zera said to them that let's accept the fasts upon ourselves as if, and then when we have the opportunity to fast, we'll actually sit and fast, because right now we can't fast, or we'll be punished for that, and therefore let's accept the fast upon ourselves, and then when the goyim lift that issue, then we will fast. Amale min alacha. How do you know that this concept is a legitimate concept? Amalu dechsiv. Vayomer elai al tira Daniel ki min ayom harishon asher nasates libcha lahavin lasanos lefnei elokecha nishmu dvarecha. So it says in Daniel that don't be afraid, Daniel, because from the day that you accepted upon in your heart to fast in front of God, then your words were heard. Meaning, so we see it was already accepted when he accepted the fast. Tefillos were already accepted in Shemayim, and therefore we see that just accepting the fast is meaningful. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, afilu shnai shanim kishnei Eliyahu, v'yardu gisham v'arvei shabasos, inon ala simon klol. Even if it's like the years of Eliyahu when it didn't rain for many years, and then it rains on Erev Shabbos, that's still a simon of a curse. Hayna damar Rabba bar Shila, kasha yoma de mitra, kiyoma de dina, that the day of rain is difficult like the day of judgment, meaning we don't want it to rain on Erev Shabbos. Amar Amemar, ilo de tzarech lebraisa, briyasa, b'inan rachmei umevatlina. If it wasn't necessary, not braisa here as in the Mishnah, but briyasa, creation, meaning if it wasn't so necessary for creation, we would daven that it shouldn't rain on Erev Shabbos. But obviously we need it for everything to grow. So Amar Yitzchak, shemesh b'shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. If it's sunny on Shabbos, then it is. It's a nice thing that Hashem is giving to the poor. Shenemar v'zorcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah umirape. Right, so you have a pasuk which basically says that the sun is like righteousness when it shines. It's like tzedakah when it shines upon people. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, gadol yom gesham shafilu pruta shebekis misbareches bo. Why rain is so great? Because it even causes bracha to fall upon the money that's in people's wallet. Shenemar Lasis Mitarat Chabi Tol Vreches Kol Maase Yadecha. It's going to give rain in the proper time. It's going to bless all of your handiwork, all the things that you made. Amar Rav Yitzchak Ein Abracha Metsuya El Bedavra Samui Mina Ayin. The concept of bracha, it only falls on something which is hidden. I mean, this is a concept in general. If you want to be zocha to bracha, so you have to be very modest and humble and not advertise all of your great qualities. So bracha will fall upon something which is hidden from the eye. Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Osecha Es Habracha Ba'asamecha. Right, Hashem will command upon you a bracha Ba'asamecha when you're gathering everything in, and that thing is hidden already. It's already inside the barns and the storehouses. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Ein Habracha Metsuya Ela B'Davar She'Ena Ayin Shaletz Bo. Similarly, Rabbi Shmuel says that the bracha is only found in something which the eye does not see. Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Oscha Es Habracha La'Asamecha. So learns from the same pasuk. Tana Rabbanan Hanichnes Lamudas Grano. So when you come to measure your grain, Amar Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Alkino Shetishlach Bracha Ma'aseyedin. Hashem, please send a bracha in all of our hard work. Hischil Lamud, when he started measuring, Omer Baruch Hasholeach Bracha B'Kriyaze. Blessed is Hashem who brings bracha to this bundle. Madad V'Achar Kach Beirach. Right, but if he then measured and then he then blessed Hashem, meaning saying it was like a way of asking that everything should be a lot in abundance, harezu tefillah shav. That's considered a false prayer. Lefi she'ena bracha metzuya lo bedavar ashakov lo ramadad lo bedavar manui lo bedavar amani lo bedavar asamim inayim. But if you ask for the blessing after you already measured it, so that's no good. That's a false prayer, because bracha is only found in, not in something which is weighed, and not in something which is measured, and not with something which is counted, something which is samim inayim. Meaning, until you know the exact measurements and weight and everything of your produce, you're allowed to ask for a bracha on that produce. Once you know exactly what it is, you're not allowed to ask for a bracha on that produce. Kibbutz Geisos Tzedakah Parnasim. These are many simanim, as we'll see how to remember the upcoming Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Yom HaGesham Kiyom Kibbutz Galio. So the first comparison is going to be to the day of ingathering the exiles. That's how great rain is. It's like the day the exiles were gathered together to Eretz Yisrael. As it says, Shuvah Hashem HaShiviseinu Ka'afikim Ba'negev V'Nafikim El HaMotar. So it says it compares those who are coming back to Eretz Yisrael to Afikim in the south. And Afikim means rain. Shenemar Vayiro Afikeyam. Right, so they're talking about rain. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Yom Gesham Kafil Geisos Poskos Bo. So the rainy days are so great that even Geisos, referring to the marching soldiers who march in formation, so they even stop raining, marching in the rain. Shenemar Tlamel Rava Nachas Gidudel. Right, so it compares the furrows, meaning like similar to the troops who are marching. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaGesham Netzarim, El B'Shvil Poskei Tzedakah Barav, Ve'inam Nosnim. rain only stops because those people who claim they're going to give, they bid a lot at the appeal, they make a mishaberich for lots of money, and then they don't actually give the money. Shenemar, nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem, ayin ish mishalel b'meisa sheker, right? So it says that we're stopping the rain because of people who get praised under false pretenses. Rabbi Yochanan ma'idichsev, and Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, in the Torah, aser ta'aser, what does it mean when it says that you're supposed to give meiser, aser b'shvil tis asher, you should give meiser so that you will become wealthy, meaning giving meiser and tzedakah are among those things which a person is allowed to expect something in return, as we'll elaborate more when we learn the next amud. But one of the things we said is that when you give meiser, when you give tzedakah, you are going to become wealthy in return.